Four Dragons, a Myth from China.
Long ago, four beautiful, gigantic dragons lived in the sky above China. There was a black dragon, a long dragon, a yellow dragon, and a pearl dragon. All day they flew in and out of the clouds over the land of China. The people felt the wind as the dragons flew past in the sky. "We're happy that the dragons are here," they said, "because they bring us good luck." One day, the dragons looked down on the earth and saw that all the trees and plants were dry and almost dead. The people stood in the fields and cried because there wasn't any rain and they didn't have any food. "The Jade Emperor of Heaven is busy with his friends at a party in his palace garden, so he forgot to send rain to the earth," the black dragon said to his brothers. "Let's go and ask him to send rain to the country," said the yellow dragon. "Yes, let's ask the emperor to send the rain," agreed the long dragon and the pearl dragon. So the four dragons flew through the clouds to the palace of the Jade Emperor of Heaven. The Jade Emperor of Heaven was with his friends in the palace garden.
"Why are you here at my party?" he asked the four dragons.
The four dragons bowed very low in front of the emperor, and then the long dragon spoke. "Jade Emperor of Heaven, the earth is very dry, and all the plants and trees are dying. The people are crying because they haven't got any food. Please send rain to the earth," he said.
"Yes, yes, of course," answered the Jade Emperor of Heaven.
"I'll send rain very soon." Then the Jade Emperor of Heaven went back to the party with his friends. For many days, the dragons looked down from the clouds, waiting for the Jade Emperor of Heaven to send rain to the country. But no rain fell. "The Jade Emperor of Heaven doesn't care about the country and the people. He's too busy to send the rain. He only thinks about having fun with his friends," said the pearl dragon.
"We must do something ourselves."
"We know how to send the rain, but the Jade Emperor of Heaven will be angry and he'll punish us," said the black dragon.
"That's true, but we can't let the earth and the people die.
We must send the rain," answered his brother dragons. So the four dragons pushed big black rain clouds across the country until the rivers and the lakes filled with water. The fields were green again and new leaves appeared on the trees. The people were so happy that they ran outside and danced in the rain.
"Thank you, dragons," shouted the people. "Thank you."
The Jade Emperor of Heaven heard the people shouting and looked down on the country from his palace garden in the clouds.
"I'm the Jade Emperor of Heaven. Only I can send the rain," he shouted angrily. "I'm going to punish the four dragons."
The Jade Emperor spoke to his palace guards.
"Guards, put each of the dragons under a different mountain. They must never escape."
The guards put a big mountain on top of each of the four dragons. It was impossible for the dragons to escape, but they still wanted to help the people.
"Let's become rivers and bring water to the people,"
the pearl dragon shouted to his brothers. So the four dragons became rivers and flowed out from under the four mountains to bring water to the country and to the people. The black dragon became the Heilongjiang River in the far north of China. The yellow dragon became the Huanghe River in central China. The long dragon became the Yangtze River in the south of China. In the far south of China, the pearl dragon became the Suzhang River. Today, the people of China still love the four dragons and honour them in their art and festivals.